We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh! Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Critcast. The name is Larry, and it's such an absolute pleasure being with you for yet another maddening, crazy moment and so forth. In the next in the second part of the podcast, I'll be talking about that idea to change the curriculum, my thoughts on that. Is it a good idea? Is it bad? What is it? And then in the final segment, I'm going to tell you about 9 bad, absolutely horrible ideas for your first date. Things you just shouldn't do on a first date. But first of all, let's talk about the news this week. Zimbabwe cricket stars are playing in a series against Afghanistan, and they've brought it back from the dead, 2-0 down, to draw the series. What I'm excited about is what I'd call the energy from the guys who are playing football, the cricket. Yes, it's pretty awesome. I've seen that, and it's just fun to see. I mean, people just going out there to watch the cricket now because they just see the energy from the players and so forth. So shout out to them. And the bowling has been brilliant. So shout out to the bowling unit, that is the coach that has hit streak, as well as the specific bowling coach. That would be Makaya and Dini. Let's see what happens and so forth. I like to see progress. Sticking with sport, the president of the FIFA football. What does FIFA stand for? Wow. Did I just forget what FIFA is? Anyway, the FIFA president. Gianni Infantino was in Zimbabwe to hang out with Philip Chiangwa for his birthday, which was coincided with celebrations of winning the COSAFA presidency. And it's been a situation that has caused a lot of what I call friction with what's the name of those people? The Confederation of African Football, CAF people. So they're like, oh no, you're doing this all, and it's just escalated because Chiangwa said, no, this is just a private party. And they're now going to discuss Chiangwa at the next CAF executive committee meeting, because it's that situation between Ahmad and Issa Hayatou that's going on, that's developing the African Football Association presidents. Some of them are saying, no, we don't want that to happen. We don't want Issa Hayatou in there. But, I mean, you know, it's a complicated situation because people can say one thing and vote in a different way. Look at what happened with England when they say there's so many pledged voters for their right to host the Football World Cup, and went to the World Cup and they lost that rather embarrassingly. So it might be a situation where Chiangwa and his allies are saying they've got 35 people that could possibly vote for, or have said that they will vote for Ahmad the guy from Madagascar, but they might just wake up and just say no, because people lie, they're politicians. If you remember, Stunner got beaten up while coming out of a club, yeah, a sad situation, but he's come out and said and cleared his ex-wife, Olinda, and said she had nothing to do with it, and claimed that, in spite of the fact there was an audio in which she was talking to somebody on the phone, and she was like, oh no, oh, do whatever you want with him, and stuff like that. But it seems as if they're getting civil over there, so thank goodness for that. Tragedy struck last week when the Nando's Bulawayo, branch, the building, the outbuilding, or rather the walkway, what do you call it? I don't know. Is that what you call it? I don't know. Fell. Yeah. And one person died and 3 people were injured. So it's a sad situation. Nando's confirmed the death. And finally, in new news, a woman who's 64 has become the second oldest woman to give birth. She gave birth at the age of 64 to twins. The record is held by a woman who gave birth at 69, but she died a few weeks later, months later, I don't know, something like that. And this woman at 64 actually gave birth 6 years ago, but her child was taken away because of neglect and so forth. So I don't know why they're doing the in vitro fertilization again and giving her another child and so forth. And maybe it's just a thing she's hooked on, giving birth. It's Larry, listen to the Critcast.
there are certain changes which I could be too much, but as far as doing certain subjects in Shona and Ndebele, I think it's a very noble idea as long as the teachers are equipped and trained on how to do it. The main issue is that the teachers are not being retrained. Like my aunt, who is a teacher, she was complaining about that, that it now means they have too much work and all that. But if you look at internationals, France, they teach maths in French. Don't think they teach maths in English. And who said maths was ever in English? So as long as the changes are not ridiculous and does not cost us a lot of money as a nation, which we do not have, it's cool with me.
So the education minister, Mr. Lazarus Dokora, come up with a different education curriculum. Straight off the bat, I think this is like way overdue. Yeah, I think our education curriculum is not training people for the modern world. So, you know, the introduction of ICT at an early age. I've always said we're teaching people about, we're still teaching people monologue, right? Classrooms and so forth, where you sit down, you're focused on the board and so forth when you live in a digital world. So kids are already so far advanced in as far as what the curriculum is teaching them as opposed to what life is. And, you know, the same thing can be said. I mean, the comment say that, you know, you should start teaching, our people to do stuff in local languages and so forth. And, one of the things that probably make someone a bad math student, for example, is that they have to learn a foreign language first, right, in order to get access to this sort of technology. And for me, that is a ridiculous situation, because essentially what it means is that if you're bad at learning languages, because some people are just bad at it, and you don't do well in English, there's a possibility you won't end up learning about this technology. Your understanding of science and so forth might be impeded by the fact that you have this first barrier to get through, which is learn a completely different language in order to get access to this. And, you know, if you look at developmental issues, most of the developmental issues that happen is that, you know, people suffer because they just don't have solutions that are intimate to them. So if you're getting a guy in Mzarabani, for example, learning maths or whatever it is, the building blocks of their lives in a specific language, then what happens is that their solutions are going to be intimate to the environment, because all the things, all the terminologies are from a local reference and so forth. And you look at it, countries like Japan and so forth, totally indigenized their language systems. And the way I'm looking at this is that in the long run, what's going to happen is that we're creating other job opportunities, because instead of, you know, having a bit of a moan about, hey, this is what's supposed to happen, we should be saying, okay, we should start setting up companies that are going to be fully invested in making sure that languages are, you know, the terms of reference for business and so forth are in indigenous languages. And also now we should start saying companies should not be, you know, overly emphasizing on the use of, English and whatever it is in order to, as their language of communication and instruction. It's a complicated situation of the day, because you've got to train a lot of people to do it properly and stuff like that. But as my friend said in South Africa, you know, in reality, kids must be able to say certain things in Xhosa. Nowadays they don't. It's all the terms of reference, even the internet and so forth, is in a foreign language. So we end up with a situation where people in rural areas believe the internet is for everybody else, and they don't think it's for them. So they think it's for everyone else. It's not your problem. It is, and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's a nice complex situation. It's that we're creating, and hopefully that when we move forward, we can have a better Zimbabwe in as far as development is concerned. It's Larry. You listen to the Criticast. So in the final segment, which is always our relationship segment. Speaking too fast here. There's some really bad things that people do on first dates, eh? You know, that people, that, you know, sometimes this messes up the chemistry. And I was going on Men's Health, and there were a couple of things that, you know, were said. And I went and did a bit of research and found out that there are people who actually do that. So these are 9 things, according to women who were, actually went on first dates. Oh, everyone goes on first dates at some point. But I'm just saying, this is what they had to say. So the worst, worst first date idea was to play video games. This woman called Brielle says he took me back to his apartment after dinner to watch him play FIFA. He generally thought he was a godsend at FIFA. I texted my friend to have her call me with an SS. You have to come real quick scenario. I feel there's a general consensus among women. Your talent at video games does not make us want to become intimate with you. It probably just reminds us of our brothers. Okay, number 2. Outwardly disrespectful to women. I've seen people do this, and it's like so weird, you know. I mean, you just don't. Wait a minute. And then the pressure to drink. Don't force her to drink. Don't be like, yeah, we go. You know, I've seen sitting in the next table. You got a girl who's done drinking. She's getting bored and stuff like that. Don't. Don't invite your ex-girlfriend. Apparently there's a thing that some people do. Ex-girlfriend, yeah. Dylan, who's 23, say that she later found out that it was his way of showing her that he had moved on. And she felt so used. It was like stupid. Don't invite a whole bunch of your friends. In fact, don't just invite your friends on your first date. It's just weird. It's two people trying to figure each other out. Now you've got these other people coming in. The pressure to be acceptable to your friends. It's just don't do that. And also, don't leave with a superficial question. You know, is that your hair, a real hair color? How do you respond to somebody? Because you're not there, that space, when you can say crazy stuff. And bad manners, guys. Bad manners. You know, don't blow your nose at the table the first day. It's just like one of those. Excuse yourself for certain things. Just remember your manners. In fact, just always have your manners. And the 8th first date, worst first date idea was the movie, picking a movie without telling her. So next thing, you take her into a movie and that she doesn't like, she's not into that sort of genre. It's rude. And finally, conversation killing, where you're having a conversation and they just throw things and just kill the mood and so forth. It's bad, guys. Just don't do it. It's funny because I came across a whole bunch of people, like I said, who have had first dates in which they did some of this stuff, because I just asked, which of these things wouldn't you do on a first date? And just like, did you have a second date? Most of the time, no. Because it's just, there's certain things you just don't do on a first date. It's just, behave yourself. It is what it is. With that, I say thank you very much, and get in touch with me via Twitter, info@ladiquiriray.com. Also, get in touch with me on Facebook, @Quiriray. Twitter, @Quiriray. And just get in touch with me on those platforms. Don't miss an episode of the Quiricast. Just go to iono.fm, so iono.fm, and look for Quiricast and load the RSS feed into whatever device you use for, capturing RSS, and you always get notifications when a new episode comes out. Also, go to my iTunes, look for Quiricast. And it's there, it's available, it's updated every time there's an episode up. Subscribe to iTunes, you won't miss an episode. And finally, super importantly, go and get the, what you call it, One Radio News app. We were added onto that, and we're the only, production from Zimbabwe that's on there. It's a World Radio News and so forth, so our podcast is on there, so you can listen to it. And it is what it is. So different ways of making sure you don't miss an episode of the Quiricast. Other than that, take care of yourself and the people that you love. Catch me on ZFM Stereo between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Health Matters. In going out, I leave you with this simple saying. And it's something that's not said enough. just because you believe in something so strongly doesn't mean you're not wrong. It's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like him, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?